now for Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. All the topics and issues that matter to you and your family. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Brandon Piper. We've got a great show lined up for you. Today we'll be discussing World Hijab Day, which takes place globally on February 1st, but will be celebrated here in Fort McMurray on February 4th at the Peter Pond Mall. For the fifth straight year, the World Hijab Day Fort McMurray Committee will be looking to educate and raise awareness about the Islamic head covering. Joining me in studio now is President and Co-Founder for the committee, Kieran Malik Khan, along with Communications Director Don Booth. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us, Brandon.
All right. Now, the first thing I wanted to start off with was about the committee itself. Now, what exactly is the World Hijab Day Fort McMurray Committee, and how did it get started here in Fort McMurray?
So, Brandon, 5 years ago, Quebec was about to pass Bill 60, which actually went after four religions, Islam, as in hijabis like us, like me, who wear the Islamic headscarf, can't wear it in public, Christians can't wear the cross, Sikhs can't wear the turban, and Jews can't wear the kippah. And they actually had they actually called them ostentatious symbols, which got to me as a Muslim woman, as a practicing Muslim woman, and I was like, how is this possible? So, you know, as a journalist, you go where you go, you write about it. Letters to the editor, Edmonton Journal, Calgary Herald, Fort McMurray Today. I did a whole story on it as well, you know, cross-section of the community talking about these things, but, you know, something was missing. By accident, found out about World Hijab Day, which was started by Nazma Khan in New York. And in 7 days flat, we put together an amazing committee, and Don was my first call. Don, you remember that call?
Yeah, I remember that call, and I remember exactly that time with everything in the news going on, and it just seemed like something that it just made sense, especially at that time, to have those conversations and to open up something to the public, for everybody to come together and just share that unity and be together for that.
Yeah, education and awareness. We call it your girls' afternoon out. Of course, men are invited too, but women of all faiths, we're inviting them to come down to Peter Pond Mall and just try on the hijab, different styles, designs, colors to choose from, and just spend an afternoon with us to ask questions if you have any.
Now, Kieran, you mentioned the origin of the day, but how did it get started and where is it celebrated now?
Nazma Khan was a textbook case, unfortunately, of racism in New York. As a high schooler, she was picked upon, bullied, was forced to eat lunch in the washroom crying. But she embraced the hijab even further, as opposed to being bitter. And that's what Muslims do. You forgive. But she created a movement. She created a global movement out of it, Brandon. 119 countries estimated this year are celebrating World Hijab Day. First ladies around the world, senators, leaders, they are celebrating it. And Fort McMurray is part of it. And very proud that we are celebrating 5 years here, globally 6 years now.
Mm-hmm. And now, looking at that, what can you sort of tell us about what people might not be aware of when it comes to the hijab?
Well, the biggest thing is it's not oppression. It's not a symbol of oppression, Brandon. People look at a hijabi woman, unfortunately, even still, and think, oh my God, who's making you do this? And the answer is nobody. If you know me, you know you can't make me do things. It just doesn't work that way. But that's what it's all about. And that's what the event is, that you come and ask those questions, that we have the choice. Islam gives us the choice, right? Is it mandatory? Yes. But it should it come from a father, husband, son, uncles, cousin? No. It should come from the heart. It's a woman's choice. And that's what it's all about.
And that's one of the things that I think is confusing for a lot of people who are not Muslim, is that they don't think it's the woman's choice. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think the biggest fear is the reluctance to ask questions. And we've talked about that, haven't we, Don? We give others that platform, everybody that platform, to come and ask these questions, so you don't assume.
Exactly. Like the whole event itself, it's meant to converse and not to convert, right? For example, like myself, I go and I'm one of the first ones to try the hijab on at the event. And there's been times I've continued wearing it throughout the day, just for the experience, right? To feel what it's like. And the first time I ever tried one on, I felt like a princess, like royalty, right? So that's the purpose of this, is just to give that invitation to come and ask questions, right? And not in an invasive way, in a fun way, in a fun environment where you can be comfortable, almost like a friendship environment, right?
And I guess for someone who isn't normally accustomed to wearing a hijab on a regular basis, what is that sort of feeling like right away when you put it on? You mentioned feeling like a princess, but can you sort of elaborate on that a little?
It's very comfortable. It's cozy, right? If I could just, you know, talk about the actual feel of it and everything. And it, like, right away, I felt, like, just that unity, right?
You
like,
were emotional. You had tears in your eyes the first time.
I got really emotional the first time I tried it on. And it's just, I don't find it any different of, you know, like... It's a normal thing, right?
And World Hijab Day for Marie is just that solidarity, right? Sisters coming together, and you don't have to be of the same faith to be a sister. You just have to have the heart. You just have to have the soul, and you have to come in with an open mind. And that's what these ladies do when they come in and they go, hey, I look like a princess. You're concentrating more on my eyes. And I think our conversation is now deeper because you're just looking right at me, the eye contact, the face-to-face thing that's happening right now type of thing, right? So those are the things we hear.
Yeah, and we have people come back every year, and we have new people come in and say, hey, what's going on here, right? And take part. And yeah, it's just, you know, it's a really good experience for people just to try one on.
And an open dialogue, which is always important.
Exactly. Absolutely. There's no monologuing there. It is an open dialogue, and that's why we love doing it at Peter Pan Mall. Thank you to Peter Pan Mall for hosting us for the last 5 years now. Like Don said, you know, sometimes people don't know what's going on. They're like, hey, what's going on? They're like, hey, come try on a hijab. Yeah. Mall goers, right, who are just there for shopping, but they can come in and do this as well.
Mm-hmm. They had no idea what was going on, but now it's a special treat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know what? We are just going to take a quick break, but we will be right back to discuss more on World Hijab Day right after these messages.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Brandon Piper. And again, joining me in studio are president and co-founders of the World Hijab Day Fort McMurray Committee, Kieran Malik Khan, and Don Booth, who is also the communications director. Before the break, we discussed things about the hijab that maybe some people weren't fully aware of, but I also want to talk about some of the bigger misconceptions. So I guess getting into it, Kieran, what are some of the more common misconceptions regarding hijabs?
So the first one, like we talked about, yes, someone is making us do this. And secondly, hey, somebody asked you to do this already. Are you still doing it because you feel subservient to men? So the answer to that is absolutely not. Women are not subservient to men in Islam. In fact, women have many, many rights, as many rights as men, if not a little bit more, actually. Remember this when you encounter misconceptions. Who are the people you know who wear the hijab, and how do they carry themselves? Have those conversations with those people instead of trusting Fox or CNN, because they are not your sources, right? If you like yellow journalism and sensationalism, absolutely, hey, go listen to them. But talk to the people who are doing it, right? Again, this is why World Hijab Day is what it is. We give you that platform to come and ask us what it is like, and what is it? Why do we do this? It's with pride and joy we do this. I had a lady one day who came up to me and said, when I go to church on Sunday, she started with, I don't understand why you do the hijab. And I said, okay, you know, we can have that conversation. And he said, I do it on Sundays only when I go to church, and I feel so close to God when I do it. And I said, I feel like that every day. That hit home for her, right? So yes, I feel close to God because it's God I'm doing it for. And guess why? Because I am alive today, and he woke me up. Now, if you believe or not, that's up to you, but that's my belief, and I embrace it. So there's no misconception there. It's very clear on what we and why we do it. But again, with choice, right? I started 8 years ago, Brandon. I was not a hijabi at puberty when women and girls are supposed to. I started 8 years ago when I went to Hajj to Mecca, spiritual journey. And I did it because I wanted to, not because anybody asked me. So it is with heart and mind, for sure.
Fair enough. Anything to add to that at all, Don?
Yeah, no, I just like the fact that Kieran's just talking about a choice, because that's why we bring everybody together to explain, not to explain, but to just showcase that we live in a community that's very diverse and multicultural, and we can all come together and we can all have our own different choices, but we can all be together and be one, basically.
Exactly.
And I think another one of the things that a lot of people find confusing, or at least are confused by, is differentiating between, say, a hijab or a niqab or a burqa. So, Kieran, if you could just sort of elaborate on what the differences are exactly for those who don't know.
So the hijab is mandatory, Brandon, because it covers the hair and the chest. The burqa is a cultural adaptation of this. Extra credit for women who do that. Does Islam ask you to wear a burqa that covers your entire face? No. No. The niqab covers the face, but only the eyes are seen. Again, cultural. You'll see it in Southeast Asia. You'll see it in Middle East. Burqa, you'll see a lot in Afghanistan as well. But again, choices and cultural, right? People forget to divide culture and religion. They think it's the one and the same, and it's not. It's not. Again, I have women come up to me say, you know, oh, but, you know, finally they are. But hey, women don't drive in Saudi Arabia. That's culture. That has nothing to do with Islam. I drive everywhere, man. I wouldn't be able to have a job if I couldn't drive.
How did you get here again?
Exactly. I just walked from Timberley to Stony Creek. No.
It's a little cold. It's a little cold.
No kidding.
I guess building on that, how can people sort of prevent these kind of misconceptions from happening? How do we ask questions and learn?
You guys come to the event that's happening on February 4th at Peter Pan Mall. It's World Hijab Day.
Why is it important that people get educated on these misconceptions?
We're human because we have open minds. That's important. That's part of being human. Why? Because when you go to something with a closed mind, you're judging, you're hating, and you're perpetuating that cycle. It's a vicious cycle. It starts in our living rooms through bad jokes because we think we're being funny. Our children hear it, and then they tell another child, and it just becomes something they grow up with, right? So that open mind, that platform, even in a small town like Fort McMurray, our awesome city, you have that platform. We're on social media. We're active on social media. You can ask questions there too. But hey, like Don said, come to the event. Find out what it's all about. And it's a fun afternoon out with the girls. Don is a professional photographer. She'll be taking pictures. Jerry and Jenna will have been kind enough. They are professional videographers. They'll be there taking video if you want to be on video as well. And if you want to share your sentiments, make the time to come and ask questions. Make that choice to be informed, or else don't assume. And of course, based on that, don't hate, because it doesn't work that way, right?
Perfect. And we are just going to take another quick break, but we will be back shortly after these commercials to discuss a little bit more about World Hijab Day right after this.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Brandon Piper. We are continuing our discussion on World Hijab Day, and again, joining me is President and co-founders of the World Hijab Day Fort McMurray Committee, Kieran Malik Khan, the Communication Director, and also co-founder, Don Booth. Now, before the break, we talked about some of the misconceptions regarding the hijab, but let's talk about the day itself. So, ladies, take us through the day. What will we get to experience if we come down?
So, we are going to have... I think there's over, we have over 100 hijabs to put on, you know, whoever wants to come and try them on. And they'll select one, they'll pick one up, and then we'll put one on. And that's basically it. And we have our program at 1:45, which will have some keynote speakers. And the committee, we also have something special, a special surprise planned, because it is our fifth anniversary. And that's basically it.
Yeah, we have stylists on hand who will be putting the hijabs on, because I can only put on mine. I'm not very good at it with others. Lots of laughs, lots of fun. That's why, like I said earlier, it's your perfect girls' afternoon out. Fun stuff. Just, you know, come in and share laughs and take photos. Don is an amazing photographer. Be on video if you like to be. And again, you don't have to take a photo or be on video at all. It's not mandatory at all. It's something you want, right? Fun. Enjoy with us.
Yeah, and you get to take the scarf. Like, the scarf is yours once you try it on. You can take
the hijab home. Yeah.
I think this one's from the third year. The one I've got wrapped around me right now on my shoulders is from the third.
It's quite elegant.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So I wear all my scarves that I've had from the events. Like,
you do, yeah.
On a regular basis.
So it's multi-use, ladies. Yes. If you're coming in and thinking, oh my God, does it go on my head only? The answer is no. It's multi-use. I've had some ladies who have picked fancy ones and have worn them to events. Yeah, and said, here, look, look, I have. Yeah. I'm like, awesome.
That sounds, that sounds incredible, actually. Now, what? Any hint on what this big surprise might be?
No. Nice try, Brandon. Nice try.
Oh, well.
A for effort.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, I mean, you guys mentioned that women of all faiths can try on a hijab. So why is that important then, to give non-Muslim women this opportunity?
As a non-Muslim woman, it's just to experience exactly what they experience wearing the headscarf.
Okay.
Our tagline is modesty, honor, beauty. There's a reason I came up with it 5 years ago, and the reason is as we were putting this together, I was wondering, why is it that we're doing this? To me, the big answer was, it's our modesty. That's what the hijab is. Our modesty then becomes our honor, and both our modesty and honor become part of our beauty with the hijab on. So when you hear it from someone, it's one thing, but when you try it on, you understand why, right? And that's what Dawn said. She became emotional. I'll never forget it. She had tears in her eyes. I had to hug her as she put it on. It's that experience, because you are walking in another's shoes, or in this case, hijab. Before someone tells you, hey, this is what they're doing, or that's what it's like, you can then intelligently answer, hey, I've done it, I know how it feels.
Interpret it for yourself.
Exactly.
Fair enough. And just a couple more questions I wanted to ask you guys, and I'll let you go. And you just touched on it too, Kieran, the slogan, modesty, honor, beauty, and that's a pretty powerful statement. How does the philosophy ultimately sort of tie into the day?
It ties into what we're doing. It ties into how it starts, that hijab is an emblem of modesty for a Muslim woman. There's logic behind it, and that logic is that we are here doing it with choice, while being modest, enjoying it every day with pride and joy. And again, there's no oppression here, right? Done with choice. And the idea is for you to come and embrace that as well, and understand why we call it our honor, right? We're standing there. The committee has worked so hard over 4 months to bring you this amazing event. But come and find out why we call it our modesty, our honor, and why it becomes then our beauty, right? It's part of who we are. Hijab completes a Muslim woman. That's what it's all about. And that's what you get to find out why.
Anything to add to that, Don?
No, I think Kieran just said it beautifully.
Perfect. And one thing I wanted to mention as well, for Kieran, now I understand that you were recently named a Canadian ambassador.
Yes, I was. I was honored. We have an amazing committee. That's what it speaks to. So one of 4 Canadian ambassadors for World Hijab Day host organization in New York. Thanks to Nazma Khan for that honor. She encouraged that I apply. Yeah, I was selected and appointed recently, but it speaks to what the committee does every year. Yes, members vary, but the big thing is that we're doing this for Fort McMurray, for education awareness, and to build bridges. That's what it's all about.
And what does it mean for you personally, I guess, to sort of be a great role model for Muslim women in the community?
I don't know about great, Brandon. What I am trying to do is to leave the world a little bit better than I found it. I don't believe in just talking about things. I don't believe in just pointing out problems, hence going back to Bill 60. I believe in doing the work. So let's do the work. Let's build those bridges together, because you need more than one person, and that's what our committee is. We're an amazing team, and I'm proud of my team, and that's what we're all about. So it's just not me, it's the entire committee, and amazing, amazing, amazing committee members like Dawn who do this every year. Right. Mariam has been with us for 5 years as well. She's been great. And all the past committee members, we are very grateful to them and to our sponsors who step up and help us. All of these things cost. The hijabs cost money. The flyers, the banners you'll see that day.
Of course, yeah.
We're very grateful to Shell Retail, gas stations, and A1 Towing, who've been with us from the get-go. Dr. Mubina Chaudhry this year stepped up big time. United Class Cabs also. Sandy Lush Flyer Distribution Services, she was very kind. People have been generous, and we can't do this alone, and that's what this event says. Nobody is alone, nobody should be alone, and we're in this together for sure.
Perfect. And Dawn, any final details for the event you want to let us know on?
Yeah, I just want to let people know that it's fun. It's not a serious thing. We get together, we enjoy conversation, and Kieran says a girls' night out or a girls' day out, because it's just a bunch of us getting together and enjoying conversation while trying something different.
Perfect. Exactly.
Perfect. Now, well, I want to thank you guys so much for coming down and talking to us about World Hijab Day. And again, it's happening on February 4th at the Peter Pond Mall. What time is it starting at again, ladies?
1 o'clock, but program is at 1:45. So we're requesting everybody to be there by 1:30, please.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming down again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon. So appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that's about all the time we have for our show today. Tune in tomorrow at noon for another episode. I'm Brandon Piper, and you've been listening to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
This has been another edition of Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm, Culligan Water, and by Fort McMurray Orthodontics. If you have a question or a comment about today's topic or have an idea for a future show, please contact the news department by emailing mixnews@mix1037fm.com.